Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you today a little bit about a subject very dear to my heart, and that is concerning abortion. It says in Luke chapter 1 and verse 41, "It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." Notice how the baby is described here. When John the Baptist first met Jesus, they were in the womb, and the baby John the Baptist leaped for joy because he came into the presence of Jesus and Mary. This is something that all of us should take into account, not just a fetus, not just a thing, not just a piece of tissue, but instead a creation of God. And as you think about Jesus coming to this earth, what would have been wrong with Mary aborting him? It was an embarrassing incident. She was not yet living with Joseph. She was only espoused to him. And therefore, you would think, by the standards of today, yes, why not abort even Jesus the Christ? What a horrible and blasphemous idea. And yet, this is exactly the kind of thing that we're having to fight today. The concept that people are not people until they come out of their mother's womb. Not only will this scientifically and logically fail in the light of any kind of examination, but it also fails biblically. And it comes from a very sinister root. For example, do you realize that over in Nazi Germany, they also did not want people to have abortions unless they were having one for racial reasons? You say, what do you mean by racial reasons? Well, of course, they had to preserve the Aryan race, you see. And Hitler only liked them when they were born according to that particular mold or race. Now, when you think about it, according to the people that do not believe, what would be wrong with that? It's just a tissue inside of you. Why not promote abortion by race or abortion by gender? Only abort those of a certain gender like they do many times over in India or over in China. So why not? Surely it is because it offends our sensibilities and conscience. But it should only do so because the baby is not just a piece of tissue, not just a fetus, but instead, indeed, a baby. Psalm chapter 113, verse 9, "He makes the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord," Psalm 127 says. "The fruit of the womb is His reward." We want to make sure that we rejoice in children, not consider them something to be thrown away. Do you realize that the movement of Planned Parenthood has very sinister origins in eugenics? There was a lady by the name of Margaret Sanger, and she may not be familiar to a lot of people, but she is actually the root and beginning of many of the things dealing with Planned Parenthood and so-called birth control, which is far different, of course. Planned Parenthood got its roots in the idea of people controlling the population, eugenics. And if you listen to some of them out in the worldly media, they would say, like PBS does in their little documentaries and everything, "Margaret Sanger devoted her life to legalizing birth control and making it universally available for women. Her fervent ambition was to find the perfect contraceptive to relieve women from the horrible strain of repeated unwanted pregnancies." Well, of course, to her, babies might have been a burden, but to God, they are a beautiful, innocent life, and she wants them to be destroyed. But she didn't want every life to be destroyed. After all, you have to have a few people around. But being a Darwinist who embraced a utilitarian view of human life, she proposed to rid our nation of the criminal element and of inferior races. How? Through abortion and breeding programs. So, this white woman, Margaret Sanger, went about to deal with the problem of resistance among the black population. Sanger recruited black doctors, nurses, ministers, social workers in order to gain black patients' trust, in order to limit or even erase the black presence in America. Oh yes, people, they cry out against racism today, but racism is practiced the most in abortion. Listen to it. According to the recently released summary of vital statistics from New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, ethnic cleansing is apparently occurring in the Big Apple. In New York City, there were 56,000 black pregnancies in 2012. 56,000 pregnancies in 2012. Of course, it's a very large city. But of that total, 31,000 were aborted. That figure represents, it says almost 50%. If that's the case of the number reported, it's over that. Of all abortions in New York City, almost 50% of all abortions. So you have an incredible amount here that are aborted among the black population, and that represents almost 50% of all abortions in New York City, despite the fact that blacks represent less than 15% of the population. Now, numbers are hard to give out over the radio, so let me summarize that for just a moment to you. The blacks are being killed. They're being killed in America by virtue of abortion. And yet, people cry out against racism. We don't want racism. We don't want racism. Well, it's happening through abortion. That's how they've convinced people to get rid of the black population. This is what Margaret Sanger's dream was. The forerunner of Planned Parenthood, in the beginning of it, she wanted this kind of thing in order to eliminate the black population. She wanted eugenics, just like the Nazis, just like all of those who have no respect for human life and embrace the concept of Darwinism, embrace the concept of doing things because humans are nothing more than an animal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something not only to be fought. This is something to be just wholeheartedly fought tooth and nail, screaming and shouting to the top of our lungs. This is a travesty on our land. How long will God be merciful to us if we keep on killing our children? How long can we say that we are God's people? By the way, you can look up some statistics on that last reference there on an article titled Margaret Sanger's Dream Come True, Eugenics by Abortion by Tammy Jackson. And you can look that up on, it's actually called The Black Sphere. You can look it up online publication there. So I want to share with you just a little bit from God's Word to finish out, to try to get us to be more motivated, to get people to love life, love children. So few babies are coming around anymore. So few children are being born. People need to love children. They need to love life. And we need to promote families that really do want their children to be brought into the world and really want to take care of them. Listen to the word of God. I will praise thee, David said in Psalm 139, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, David said, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Before David was fully formed physically, God knew him, God had a job for him, God loved him. Let us love our children. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, God said of him. Therefore camest forth thou out of the womb, I sanctified thee. That is, before you came out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God had a job for Jeremiah before he came out of the womb. They served their idols, which were a snare unto them, the Bible says in Psalm 106. And certainly the idol of modern-day society is abortion any way you want it, including the eugenics of wiping out people by race or by gender. What a travesty. How can women and blacks and others of minority or status that has been put down in society not rise up and cry out against this awful travesty of abortion? Remember, Jesus was known by John the Baptist, and he rejoiced to know that Jesus Christ was in Mary's womb and came in contact with him while he was still in Elizabeth's womb. If John the Baptist could rejoice as a babe in the womb, certainly we should rejoice in the birth of people, not in the death of children in the womb. Every time they try that kind of thing, it is a black mark against our people. Every time they succeed, and they're succeeding over and over in the land, millions that would have been born never, never will see the light of day because of abortion. And when they meet God on the day of judgment, all those so-called doctors, so-called nurses, and those that should have been loving mothers will have to answer before God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, for this travesty on our land. Thank you for listening.